USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he was misled and is ticked off regarding the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre. Abbott telling reporters the information he was given by investigators on Thursday was wrong. He added, people deserve answers. Former President Trump claims Democrats are using the Texas school massacre for their political advantage.
Every time a disturbed or a demented person commits such a hideous crime, there's always a grotesque effort by some in our society to use the suffering of others to advance their own extreme political agenda.
While addressing the NRA convention in Houston, the former president pressed for more cops at schools and more security measures, including teachers with guns. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is backing Finland's bid to join the NATO alliance. Blinken joined by the Finnish Prime Minister on Friday in Washington, D.C. to announce the United States' support for both Finland and Sweden joining NATO. He praised both countries, saying they are committed to NATO's philosophy and that an attack on one is an attack on all. Comcast has a program to replace worn-out American flags at homes and businesses. When employees notice a tattered flag while they're making their rounds, they'll offer to replace it for free. The flag replacement program is good for all residents, businesses, and nonprofits, regardless of whether they're a Comcast customer. It's led by employees who take part in the cable and internet provider's Veterans Network Employee Resource Group. All flags that are taken down are retired in accordance with military protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden on Friday addressed the graduates of the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, while Russian forces continue to invade Ukraine. The president shares with the graduates what China's leader, Xi Jinping, told him when he was elected.
He said, democracies cannot be sustained in the 21st century. Autocracies will run the world. Why? Things are changing so rapidly. Democracies require consensus, and it takes time. And you don't have the time. He's wrong.
This is President Biden's first commencement speech of the year. The largest active duty military base is poised to get an extreme makeover. A federal commission is suggesting that Fort Hood in Texas be renamed to honor Richard Cavazos, who was the Army's first Hispanic four-star general. Cavazos died in 2017 and is buried with honors at the Fort Sam Houston National Cemetery in San Antonio. A hearing is scheduled in Michigan for a motion regarding the acquittal of charges against two suspects in the conspiracy plot to kidnap Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Two defendants were acquitted on all counts in federal court in Grand Rapids last month, while a mistrial was called in the case against Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. That hearing set for June 14th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.